Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The U.S. Senate passed a postal reform bill that will soon be law, and their goal is to better the U.S. Postal Service. It's going to save them about $50 billion over the next 10 years. But when this news broke yesterday, Raven and I started talking about it, and we had a big debate that we want to settle. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Do you work in a post office?
I do.
Quick question. When you buy forever stamps, how long are they good for?
I mean, you just couldn't wait to ask this question publicly.
They're good forever.
Are they good forever? I read.
So forever,
they can mail a 1 ounce letter, right? But like if I stick it on a package or whatever, it's only going to be worth whatever the value was when I paid for it, right?
Yeah. It's going to be worth the value of the postage for a first class stamp at that time.
I told you.
So let's say, for example, next February, if our postage goes up to 65 cents and you bought it now for 58 cents, it'll be worth 65 cents then.
Because it's called a forever stamp, Raven. A forever.
I feel like there's a catch.
Raven and I had a full conversation yesterday. He was like, one day I want these forever stamps to actually be good forever. And I was like, what? What do you mean? What do you mean? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Can you just double confirm this for us?
Double confirm? Double confirm. That's a good usage of time.
Yes. When you buy a forever stamp, how long is it good for?
Forever. That's the purpose. Right.
Thank you.
Seems fake to me. Feeling really good about yourself now, yeah, right?
It was the most ridiculous conversation, and you were looking at me like I had two heads.
You know what? I'm just going to say this, is that the post office gets a bum rap anyways, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always improvements you can do on anything, but they're always getting beat up for one thing or another. If you were going to improve the post office, what would you do?
Well, the number one thing that you know that's happening in my life right now is that my mom, she mails a lot of checks because she's a small business owner.
Sure.
And we have had a tremendous amount of checks stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thieves, they take the checks and they forfeit them and then they recash them. And it happened.
They forge them.
And it happened again last night. They stole the taxes check. So the city was like going after them for these late fees. My mom was all upset because she's like, I paid this. And they cashed a forged check.
So what would you have the post office do about that?
Here's what I want to do. I want to do stakeouts of where she mails her stuff.
So you want a law enforcement division, basically.
No, but I want to do it.
Oh.
I want to be allowed to citizen arrest anyone I catch.
Again, here we
doing
go.
Doing this.
Always the citizen arrest.
I feel like we don't use our citizen arrest powers.
Because it doesn't work.
We could use it for good and we could
stop
yourself
killed.
This is happening all over the country. If I just could stake out, we could have a group of people that hide behind these postal things. We could catch them.
I think you just want to have snacks and sleep in cars.
I mean,
I have to be honest.
So exciting. The minute I see you reach your arm in there, I'm coming after you.
You know what I would like is just no more restrictions on what we can mail, right? So, I mean, if you mail one thing, you got to go with UPS. If you mail something else, it's USPS. If you got to mail something else, it's, you know what I mean? Like, there's
FedEx,
a different driver
yes.
for everything. I would just like to have one company that did absolutely everything. I don't care if it's livestock. I don't care if it, and no restrictions whatsoever. Like, seriously, I want to tell you, just, I call you, you come and you pick it up and it gets going to wherever it is that it needs to go.
I mean, isn't that against the American dream? And
I feel like if the post office handled absolutely all of that, if they were the one name in delivery service, then they'd be doing great.
FedEx would be out of business.
Right? There'd be no competition whatsoever.
Well, there's that. Or we could just citizen arrest the bad people.
No.
Okay.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.